Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston's Police Commissioner Dennis White and acting Boston Mayor Kim Janey are scheduled to face off this morning in a virtual Suffolk Superior courtroom. White is trying to keep the job he held for 2 days before he was put on administrative leave and investigated for decades-old domestic violence allegations. Former Police Commissioner William Gross launched a bombshell accusation yesterday that former Boston Mayor Marty Walsh knew about White's history of alleged abuse years before Walsh tapped White to lead the police department. WBUR's Allie Charmanning has been covering all this and joins us now to talk about it. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning, Bob.
So what's being said about what Walsh knew and when he knew it?
In a sworn affidavit supporting White's claims, Gross says that Marty Walsh knew about the internal affairs investigations against White from the 90s. Gross says back in 2014, White was being considered for a deputy superintendent post, and Gross and then Commissioner Bill Evans personally reviewed the internal affairs files of White and all the other candidates. And Gross says that Mayor Walsh was briefed then because those high-ranking jobs need to be approved by the mayor. Gross writes, quote, "There's no way anyone is brought into the command staff without such a briefing to the mayor and approval by the mayor. Walsh was aware no later than January 2014 of White's IA record."
Take us back just a couple of months, Allie. When these allegations came to light in February after Boston Globe reporting, Marty Walsh was President Biden's nominee for Labor Secretary and was on his way out the door. What did Walsh say at that time?
Walsh wasn't doing a ton of media briefings back then as he awaited Senate confirmation hearings, but he did issue a statement on February 3rd saying he didn't know about these allegations. He said, quote, "These disturbing issues were not known to me or my staff, but should have been at the forefront." And we heard from Walsh again last night. He reiterated what he said in February and added that none of the information about White was shared with him in 2014 or at any other point. Walsh said, quote, "Had I known, I would not have chosen him for the police commissioner role or any other role."
Okay, what have we heard from anyone else involved?
So Gross didn't return a message left for him, but former police commissioner Bill Evans, he was the commissioner before Gross, told me last night that what Gross says is absolutely false. Evans said he had no idea about White's history, and he says Mayor Walsh didn't know either. The police commissioner before Evans, though, that's Ed Davis, says that he always briefed his boss, Mayor Menino, about command staff appointments. So he backs up the practice Gross describes.
Wow, there's a lot of back and forth here, Allie, and clearly someone is telling the truth and someone is not. So remind us of how we got here. What was White accused of?
Right. So White was put on leave in February after allegations of domestic violence made by his estranged wife during their divorce in the 90s surfaced. Specifically, White allegedly told a friend that he was so angry with his wife, he wanted to shoot her. Walsh launched an outside investigation into White's past, and that investigator uncovered an earlier incident in 1993 where White was accused of hitting his 19-year-old niece and throwing her down the stairs. White denies all the allegations, and in both cases, back in the 90s, the police department cleared White of wrongdoing. Still, Janey on Friday moved to fire him, saying he doesn't have the qualities needed to lead the police department.
Now, this outside investigator raised some issues with how the Walsh administration may have meddled in her work. Is that correct?
Exactly. So just 10 days after the outside investigator, Tamsin Kaplan, started her work, she says Walsh's chief lawyer called her and told her to wrap things up. And she didn't report out why, but White's attorney said in a court filing that it was because Walsh planned to reinstate White as commissioner. The investigator was allowed to restart her work after a week. And I should mention this interesting footnote in White's affidavit yesterday. He said he didn't hear from Walsh at all during the investigation. That is until last Friday, the same day Janey said she was going to fire him. And White says Walsh, now the U.S. Labor Secretary, called him to apologize.
All right. So bring us up to today. What are we expecting in court on this day?
Yeah, so White is trying to get a judge to grant an emergency injunction to stop acting Mayor Janey from firing him. He says the firing is illegal, he wasn't given proper notice, and that he's being treated unfairly.
And what's the city saying about White now?
They say keeping White on as commissioner, even temporarily, would be an untenable situation, and that it would reinforce what's known as the blue wall of silence. They say the city should be able to move on from White and move forward with a police commissioner who residents can have confidence in, so they can deal with the many, many issues facing policing in Boston.
So I guess, Allie, we'll just see what happens in court later today.
We will.
All right, WBUR's Allie Charmanning, thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Bob.